Now, when it comes to advanced players and playing rhythm guitar, I find that a lot of times they don't use anticipation and delay as much as they could. So anticipation is when you play the chord right before the beat. It could be an eighth note before, or a 16th note before, or even a whole beat before. Listen to... That's an eighth note before. Here's a 16th note. And here's a whole beat before. You know, so that's a lot. And then that's just anticipation. Delay is when you hit it after the one beat. It could be an eighth note after or whatever, but... That's an eighth note. Could be a 16th. Or it could be a whole beat behind. And then you put that whole thing together, anticipations and delays, with different lengths of each one, and you have... possibilities, and that's only two voicings. When it comes to lead playing, I find advanced players, they know about different rhythms, but they don't always integrate them in their phrases. Like a good guitar solo should have all the different elements that we demonstrated for intermediate players, as far as, you know, whole notes to 32nd notes. If you stick with, you know, mostly just eighth notes, it gets a little bland. Like, a lot of more advanced players, they won't use the full gamut of rhythmic variety. So I'm trying to use, like, lots of different... Rhythms right in the same phrase. Fast, slow, medium. Leave that enough right there. That's plenty. Try and use, for advanced people, try and use more rhythmic variety in your phrases.